Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I'm Loppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. It's pretty weed. It's April 20th, 2026. It's 8:21 and 5 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. Live exclusively on rogueserver.com. I have no ideas tonight. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. Oh, I have one idea. I'm not sure it's any good, though, or if it'll get anywhere. But I'm excited to try it, nonetheless. And I figure there's some things I just discovered. Oh, that's the phone ringing. Why did it
Thank
stop?
Thank you for calling Rincon Beach Resort, an intimate beachfront escapade. Para continuar en español, presiona el 1. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For our directory, please press 2. For assistance, press 0 or stay online.
Wait, I can call this.
Gracias por llamar al departamento de reservaciones. Su reservación es importante para nosotros.
I don't understand this language. Let's try again. Oh my goodness, welcome to the show. I'm very unprepared. I have zero ideas.
Thank you for calling Rincon Beach Resort, an intimate beachfront escapade. Para continuar en español, presiona el 1.
Oh, nice.
If you know your extension, you may dial it now. For our directory, please press 2. For assistance, press 0 or stay online.
0.
Please hold. A place for your most fun-filled vacation. We are just minutes away from the town of Rincon and reviewed as a paradise.
Beach Resort, how can I help?
Hi, are you able to, like rip one
today? I'm sorry?
We just want to rip a couple today. I'm not sure if
I'm
you...
I'm sorry?
We want to rip a couple off the bubbler here.
At the bubbler? Hold on.
You know, you light it up and then you just...
Are you a guest here at the premises?
I'm a friends and family freeloader.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. Our friends at the landscaper. You okay?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you okay?
Oh yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear you for a moment. I thought the connection went off.
Oh, we want to hit the bubbler today. It's April 20th. Oh, we can do that in the room here.
Puerto Rico's finest corner, just a few minutes drive, and you will find enticing waves to ride, delicious culinary experience, exciting nightlife, agricultural market, and much more.
Culinary.
Be ready to delight yourself in our beautiful Puerta del Sol.
Culinary. 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 Culinary.
Haz tu reservación en esta llamada. En Rincon Beach Resort encuentras piscina y deliciosas bebidas tropicales directamente en la piscina desde nuestro...
I don't have my background music queued up. Hold on. Welcome to, it's 8:25 and 10 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings. 2. And we're currently live. I haven't done a show in like a week. I'm all frizzled. Sorry.
Hola, buenas noches.
Hello?
Hola, buenas noches.
You're the hotel?
Yes, I am. Sunset Paradise.
Are we supposed to be hitting the bubbler up here?
What hotel are you calling?
Sunset Paradise.
No, we don't have bubbler. We are no hotel. We are a vacation rental. We have short-term rent units.
The same difference, man. You know, you rent a room and you sleep in it. Basically that's what it is.
But what do you want?
Well, are we supposed to be hitting the bubbler up here?
A bubbler?
Yeah.
Hold on, please. Hold
Why?
On. Don't go.
Don't go? We've been hitting it. You know?
No, we don't have a bubbler.
I have a bubbler.
Right now at the property.
No, it's like a glass. It's a tall one. It's got like two holes. You put the one thing in the one hole, and then you put your mouth on the other, and you light it, and you like, it produces a sort of smoke.
No, we don't have that.
I have it.
But what? Okay, I'm very sorry. You know, my first language is Spanish.
Oh.
Can you explain me?
I am barely speaking English myself.
Okay, go ahead. If you explain me, maybe I could understand what you need, you want.
We met up with the landscaper, and he gave us some, you know, he gave us some grass. We've been putting that in there and just lighting it up and inhaling the vapors produced by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want with that?
Are you supposed to be doing it? It's producing a smell. It's different than like a typical, you know, different landscaper sort of smell. But it's like it's a good smell for us.
But we don't accept that inside the house. Maybe you can use it in the balconies, the terraces, but not inside, please.
Are you guys April 20th friendly down there?
In what villa are you staying?
Do you know the marijuana drugs?
Yes, I know.
We just want to know if we can do it because of the day and all.
You can do it outside the house.
Okay.
Outside of the villa.
Do you want to?
Inside, not. It's not permitted.
Okay. Do you want to You want to pass it around and stuff?
Hey, Whoopi. Hey, here. I'm about to hit this. Here.
Uh oh. Oh my! Let me. My associate says he speaks Spanish.
Hey, chupa mi verga, pinche wey.
No, shut up, Rosin. Hola, amigo. Cállate, el Rosin. Amigo.
Hola, ¿quién me habla?
Yeah. Yo quiero leche de las tetas. ¿Sabe?
I don't know what you said, but I made him hang up.
I said I want milk of
I should have said puta nigga.
Oh no. Oh, the music ran out. Shoot some leaves. Tiff, you're gonna have to provide music for just a little bit.
I like that you hit Rosin with a cállate la boca. It's the only thing I know how to say in Spanish.
I don't know how to speak any language.
La, 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 la.
I can barely speak English, and I'm not lying.
Are you calling Mexico?
No. But
okay.
I'm getting 3 minutes
from
calling.
Is this Africa Bamba?
Oh no. It's Giannis Brown. These are free minute accessible to Wappy, your Rogue Server file jockey.
Yeah, toe cup on 421.
That's a weird ring.
I haven't smoked today. It's pretty blasphemous.
Wait, do I say not it and make one of you guys do it?
I'll do it. Too late, motherfucker. I was here first.
Fuck.
Shit. No, you can go, Rosin.
Echo.
Headphones.
Rosin. What in the world's going on with this demon phone?
Hello. Thank you for your call today.
Hi.
Please leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
La puta negra. La puta la negra.
Are you saying bad words?
No, I'm just saying, yeah, no, I'm saying some words. I should stop.
Oh, there's food here. Can I call food?
Food, yeah.
Oh, and it's 3 minutes accessible, too. Wait, I gotta talk to food. But I don't have any ideas for food.
Tell him you found a joint in someone in the food.
Who the heck's Jose Diego? Diego. Wait, I have Google.
You can always be in the bathroom doing weird things.
Yeah, Katie, how may I help you?
Hi, Katie. I'm in the bathroom doing weird things.
Hello?
Katie, hello? I thought I had myself muted. I'm sorry.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Does this work?
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, I'm in the bathroom.
What can I do for you?
I'm in the bathroom doing weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing what?
I'm doing weird things. Like,
hello?
I got bubbles.
Who is this?
Jacoby. I got bubbles in here.
Hold on one second.
It seems...
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how can I help you?
Crinkle fries.
What fries?
Crinkle fries.
Cinco fries? Five fries?
Fries? Oh, crinkle fries. Like, you know?
Good job, they didn't like that.
Well, they're still connected, but this audio is going straight to them.
Did you hear her describing you in the background?
No.
She said, and there were bubbles. It was definitely her describing it.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Rosin.
Hi.
Yo, what's up?
Nothing.
Who sounds a D. Diego?
Who's D. Diego?
Yeah. I have Google, but I don't feel like using it.
You just
apparently affecting everything tonight.
D. Diego.
Jose D. Diego.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't know. Wait, do we ask him?
Yeah, I take this.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, mijo. ¿Cómo estás?
Buena, bien, usted.
Muy bien. The milk? Do you know dónde está la leche?
Perdón, ¿dónde está qué?
¿Dónde está la leche?
¿Qué?
Sí.
Oh, he hung up.
Sí, amigo.
He hung up.
I said, motherfucker, where's the milk?
Oh.
Well, Pelon means a lot of things. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, why is April 20th associated with this man? Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're live, by the way.
Hey, we'll take a blinker right now, everybody. Blinker right now.
Hold on. Crinkle fries. Is it... All my windows and dials and stuff, they're all messed up, and I got, oh my goodness, oh jeez Louise.
What are you driving right now, who it is?
This is Van.
Man, is that like a V8 in there? That's the only car term right now. It's V8.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I think that's nice.
Are you driving a Dodge? Are you driving a Dodge truck or a Dodge fucking...
Why am I... Did I get 3 minutes? I better have 3 minutes. It looked like I was going to say numbers about minutes, about how much it cost.
Hey, Wild One, what's up, bro?
Not too much. Playing some games.
Oh, I keep getting different phone.
It's also, hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Who is this?
I received a call from this number.
Oh, yeah. Who did I call?
I'm sorry?
Who did I call?
I don't know. I received a call from this number.
I just received
a few minutes.
I received a phone call from you just now. I'm just kind of confused what's happening.
I don't know. Okay, no. Sorry.
Who is this? Are you able to, like, help me out with
it's
that?
It's a food truck.
My name's Jacoby. Hi.
It's a Cheche's food and drink in Rincón.
Oh, right. Do you guys have, I was talking to one of my friends. Do you have, crinkle fries?
No, we don't.
But they said crinkle fries if I wanted them.
I'm sorry?
They said, say, crinkle fries, if I wanted them.
No, we don't have.
What, don't... You don't have crinkle fries?
No.
Can I bring some, then? You can put them in the fryer, and it'll be good.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Hello?
Crinkle fries. Okay, she hung up.
Crinkle fries is code for marijuana.
That makes sense.
Almost.
It makes some sort of sense.
My bad.
Gorgeous.
You okay, Hootis? Not Hootis. But Hootis.
That was rosin. That means rosin
my
goes.
My
yeah.
Bad. Okay.
Yeah, I feel terrible. I called rosin Hootis.
That was a bit.
I think that's what we call a practical, like, prank joke.
Yeah, a practical joke. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Dugout Sports Bar and Restaurant. We're calling Puerto Rico, by the way. I don't know why.
Okay.
Ooh, gotcha.
Hey, Maricon. Yeah, I can get it to my finger. That's where Carlito's from. RP Carlito. Mama Weevil. Pinche maricón, motherfucker.
Why am I letting the phone ring that many times?
Are Cuba and Puerto Rico the same country?
No.
Yes.
Tiff, we need your vote.
I'm sorry, I was talking to somebody. What?
Well, Roz, you need to ask the question again.
No, looking on the Google machine.
Jeez, sorry to interrupt, Tiff.
Bueno.
Yeah, can you guys shut the fuck up for a minute?
But Cuba and Puerto Rico the same country?
Oops.
No, I found it where it is. I found out where Puerto Rico is. It's right next to the DR.
I've been there once. It was fucking wonderful, dude. Everybody needs to go.
I'm good.
No, you're going.
I'm going to Hawaii, all right.
I know. Tell your grandma we're going to both.
Is this still Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Buenas noches, Rebecca Gourmet.
Hola.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going to come on. Do you speak English or Spanish?
No. Español.
Español? Okay.
Yes.
¿Dónde está la leche? ¿Dónde está la leche? Yes. La teta.
¿Qué?
¿Qué? ¿Dónde está de leches?
¿Tres leches?
Yeah, tres leches.
Leches de la teta.
Tres leches.
¿Y no, Carlito?
Carlito.
Yeah, my brother Carlito is down there. We're trying to find him. There's someone on the phone.
Oh.
Hey, pinche maricón. Mama huevo.
Uh-oh.
You guys got power down there or what?
I don't think they like what you said.
It was
they
my
don't
experience.
Have power yet.
It was my experience that almost no one spoke English there, by the way.
No, everybody in Puerto Rico speaks freaking Spanish.
They don't speak English.
PR, bro. That's Puerto Rico, bro.
And they don't have power yet.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they're still driving the cars that you see in the 70s, 60s, and probably 50s.
Yeah, where you like have to put your feet down on the ground and run.
Yeah. Ask him about Facebook Meta.
Hello?
Bueno.
Hello?
Hey, bueno.
We have shoes.
Sorry?
We have shoes.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, man, what's up?
Yes?
Hey, man, what's up?
No, I think you're a wrong number.
The food truck?
The pizza.
Rumble. Yeah, pizza. We have pizza?
Yeah, pizarra.
Ah, we got pizza. We put shoes on it.
You want a large?
Yeah, we got a large pizza with large shoes on it.
I don't hear you.
Hi.
Sesame.
Sesame?
Test me the other. I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. I'm not sure I'm having...
He said no, text me, which is crazy for a pizza place to say that.
It's the quality.
I thought he said something else. He said testy.
Uh-oh.
Sex text.
Oh, no. Tiff, do you want to talk to Puerto Rico?
The PR. Carlito.
So, that's so difficult. I can try. What is it? A food?
Yeah. El despecho.
Gracias por llamar al despecho. Isabel, le habla.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
¿Buena?
Hola.
Bien, ¿cómo lo puedo ayudar?
¿English?
Yes, how may I assist you, ma'am?
Wonderful. Happy 420. I'm in the bathroom right now, and I just turned the back of the toilet tank into a bong.
Oh, can somebody are you in the ladies' or the men's bathroom?
I'm in the ladies' room. I forgot a lighter. Okay. Can you please bring a lighter?
lighter.
Yeah, I hooked up a tube into the back of the tank, and I've got this mega giant fat awesome nug, dude. I'm on vacation, so I'm just like smoking weed, getting really high, and I turned the toilet into a bong, but I forgot
a
lighter.
You're talking too fast. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You want a lighter?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, please. I'm trying to smoke weed out of your toilet.
I'm sorry, but you cannot smoke there.
Oh, I can smoke here. Hey, do you have a light? Hey, I'm sorry, ma'am. One second. Do you have a lighter, sir?
No.
Yeah.
Guys, come on in here. There's nobody else in here. Do you guys want to smoke weed?
Yeah, I got a lighter. I got a hash. Are you trying to smoke some hash?
Ma'am, we are smoking weed in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Puerto Rico is too hard. I can't speak Spanish.
I can't speak Spanish.
But she did understand enough. That was good.
I want to see if I can.
A wild one. Do you know how to speak Spanish? Let's see if this guy.
No.
There's a moth in here, by the way. Rogue Server File Jockey
nope,
Studio. We have the highest quality, you know, sort of accommodation. So there's a moth looking at my screen live.
What color is this moth?
Ask brown. Mothy if he wants to make a call. All
right, Mothy.
Do you want to make a call?
No.
He's twitching his antenna.
Yeah, he was.
It might be Mafra.
Yeah, this moth might be my new friend now.
Aw.
I know the press. I pissed off some hotel and he put my name into stuff. And now I'm getting texts and it's pretty cool.
You said that, which is crazy. He's like signing you up for. what's it called? Scientology.
He's signing me up for all manner of thing.
Do we have Scientology in Puerto Rico?
Probably, unfortunately.
I'll pick up you. So much. I already called that. One. Oh, welcome to the show. The phone's ringing. That's how you know it's live. Whenever the phone rings a million times and nobody picks up. That is the Whoopi guarantee of quality on the Whoopi Weed every April 20th, 2026 at 8:48 and 44 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time Daylight Savings. RogueServer.com. / Whoopi.
John, good afternoon. Buenas noches.
Hi. So we want to come down there now.
Perfect.
We
would you like to reserve a table? It's not really necessary because we're quite empty.
We want to can we use the bathroom?
Yeah.
We have pipes and tubes and stuff. We have a fat nug. We're going to hit it in the tank of the toilet. Use it as a big water pipe.
I'm a bit confused right now, sir.
I'm confused, too, because I'm really high.
Oh, okay.
I was doing that. I was doing that at him, but I had it muted to him.
I know it's free to call there and only call what you can, but I think it would be a good idea for a call. I haven't done it before. You made me. You gave me creative juice doing a bong in a toilet for some reason somehow. But like an American hotel person might get fabulously pissed if you did that, especially with your sound effects.
Yeah, probably. I don't know why I like calling different places, but I can't switch over to U.S. That would
No, stay in Puerto Rico.
Oh. Hello. Who wants to speak to La Monstera?
Brutus.
I'm sorry.
That means the monster.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the chat. You guys are big and everything.
That's
too,
French. What's the chat saying? What are you saying?
Ask about Bad Bunny. And they're asking if you're always
yes,
working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Me?
Yeah.
I'm never working.
Huh.
Unfortunately.
I love the mystique of the Hootis.
Hello. Thank you for calling La Monstera. Our operating hours are 5:30 to 10 p.m. Thursday through to...
Nah. He's closed.
I'm actually pretty transparent, I think. You know, I was just in my van. I wasn't working. I was driving that bad boy around the town, tearing shit up.
Is our transparent transient?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Fuck work.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Burger King.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if I can say the F.
F?
Oh yeah, don't swear, you guys. No swearing. It's a family show and Rosin's here.
Burger King, if they pick up. I bet they won't, though.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay? La la.
Disculpa.
Well, yeah? I'm across the street, and these, one of your guys from over there was asking me to call you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Bad Bunny.
Yo, I didn't know what she was saying. What was she even saying?
I have no clue either.
She said, Mama Huevo. I don't know what she said.
You said that.
I think we're all going to jail. I'm gonna switch over to the States because.
Clout Master,
do a call or speak in and say, what's up, Adams, brother?
Yeah.
Tell us about the Whopper you ate today. It's Whopper Monday.
I'm gonna just switch over to, US. I think that'd be the best.
He was probably deep in a big arch.
Best option.
No, I'm pretty sure he told me today, he was all like, yeah, I'm eating a Whopper. I'm like, okay, what happened to the big arch?
Well, I think McDonald's really missed the mark. They're trying to release a premium product during, like, economic downturn.
Like, come back with a supersized meal.
I need more monitors, damn it.
I just threw away like 5.
Aw, damn it. Are they good monitors?
Yeah.
Damn it. What resolution?
25.
Sorry.
Aw.
Pod. A few different. But
he threw them into the ocean.
Gone.
And he laughed. And he said, take that, sea turtle.
No, for real.
Damn straight.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Was that last one a Burger King?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what she was saying. Oh, maybe she was saying the location or something.
Probably. Oh, you have to talk to whoever I'm dialing up. Hopefully I get, I don't know why it's taking so long.
Yeah.
I swear to... Okay, they're not on the list. Good. Better pick up.
You motherfucker.
Thank you.
This is how you know it's live. And it's real.
Real.
Hello. This house is a home.
Hey, how you doing? I'm out back. I'm on across the street there. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just coming now.
Sorry. I think a signal. I'm on the I'm across the street here from you guys, and one of your guys over here. Do you know who I'm talking about with the thing?
On the street.
Yeah. The guy or the girl from your place over there? He's like, or she, I mean. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not entirely, no.
Are you walking away from the phone or something? Are you like on a portable or something? Hello.
Portable.
Hey-o. Hey. Hey, well, you're breaking up.
Hello?
Hey. You there? You're breaking up, yeah. Guy. Yeah, can you hear it? Are you in the office? Are you in the office? I'm out back.
What's your name?
My name is Albert. What's your name?
Your name's Talbot.
Hi, Talbot. I'm out back. And there's these things flying around. They're freaking me out. And your lady there. You know the lady that you work with? Talbot?
Where's Talbot?
What the fuck is wrong with him?
What's wrong with Talbot?
Notably absent.
Hey, motherfucker, are you still on the phone? What's wrong with you? Are you
still that was concerning. That was weird.
Did you call a random Chinese place out in freaking New York?
No, I called Talbot. Now, where's Talbot?
Just like Kevin.
I'm going to ask them where Talbot is. Oh, and this is punching gears. And it's ringing really loudly. And it's live, also.
Featuring Mothy.
Oh, yeah, Mothy. Where is he? He's probably chewing on the curtains. But we are live.
Good, Moth.
We are live, and that's the most important part. Okay, these guys hate me. So we mark
them. Did you write that in your note?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I just put the phone number down and they don't pick up. I put no next to it. Then we know not to call it. I'm going to do a show where I call all the no numbers eventually, and it's going to be very fun. I'll just be in hours and hours of ringing phones. No. Crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries. Crinkle fries.
Hello? Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hey, man, where's Talbis?
Yes.
Where's Talbis?
Talbis.
You. Hello? You're the Severn.
Can I help you?
Where's Talbis at? Is he okay?
Talbis,
yeah.
No, we don't have that person here.
Is he okay, though? Have you heard from Talbis? They don't have that person there. I was hoping they would have Talbis. Talbis seems to be like a gentleman. Hello, cast. It costs money. All right, let's really go over to the States. Like, you know, these people are all asleep and stuff. Where was I calling earlier? Oh, I was calling this state.
I thought it's earlier there than here.
It's way earlier there.
I see.
Okay, the hotel. Who wants to do it?
This is New Victoria Inn. This is Nigel. How can I help you?
Nigel, where's Talbis?
Huh?
Where's Talbis?
What was the person you were looking for?
Talbis? Talbis, yeah.
Is he staying here?
Well, last we heard he was working down there. Have you heard from him recently?
Like, I just started, like, 2 days ago, so...
Oh.
Not a hunt.
He might have been your predecessor, then.
You want me to, like, write a note or something?
Yeah, could you just write a note, where's Talbis? And if you find him, can you have him ring me back?
Yeah, sure. How do you spell that?
I don't... We only met on, like, a vocal basis.
Okay, Talbis?
Yeah. I don't know how to spell it either.
And then what's your name?
My name's Jacoby.
Jacoby, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then what's a good number to reach back out to you?
Oh, the phone number on the caller ID. It should work.
Okay.
Yeah. And you don't need to read it back. It is the right one.
Okay, well, I'll try to let you know if he ever, or if they can get a hold of him, they'll try to, you know, give you a call or something.
Okay, and don't sign me up for a bunch of insurance stuff either, because the other guy, we asked about the gum he was chewing, and he signed me up for all the insurance now.
Yeah. I see what kind of deal. Okay, I'll try to figure that out for you.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
I like that he said, he knew, but he didn't.
Well, he knows exactly what sort of deal it is, I think. It's like a Talbis deal. What an odd name. I've never heard that name before. But it's fitting that Nigel wanted to talk about Talbis. Who wants to talk about Talbis?
Thank you for calling.
Not me.
Super 8 by Wyndham, Kearney. For weekly, monthly, and extended stays rates, please press...
Ellie is saying different words. Oh, and it's April 20th.
Super 8.
Hey, how's it going? I'm coming into the area. I was wondering if I could just ask you a couple of quick ones.
Uh,
Do you have a minute, sir, for me, or I just...
Yes, sir. Please ask your question.
Yes, sir. Oh, did you say something?
How can I help you?
Oh, hey, there you are. So I was coming in, and I went in there, and I saw a lady working. And she had, like, big feet. Do you work with a girl with the big feet? Please.
Crinkle fries. Sir?
See, that didn't.
Crinkle fries. I think that's the go-to thing now. If we ever get a call that's long enough, the crinkle fries button. Oh, Callie joined and disconnected. Welcome.
I get all the messed up people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not intentional. That'd be pretty
cool. Everybody tonight's been weird.
No, I don't believe. I think you're doing it.
That'd be pretty cool if I was doing it intentionally, though.
You're calling all of the no's for who dis.
Oh no. That'd take too much effort.
Callie, come back.
Thank you for calling. You've reached the scheduling department for Bristol Windows.
What? What?
We're sorry for your hold. All lines are busy currently. If you would please leave a message, we'll get right back to you. Thanks and have a good day.
Huh? What did you say? I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. I'm stupid and I'm deaf too. Was it Windows? I thought I was calling hotel. If it's just Windows, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I'm at the end of the list now. I guess I could like check out some Windows or something. All right. I love you. Bye. I don't know what he said. It sounded like he said Windows. That doesn't make sense.
He's doing a side hustle.
Oh, hotels and Windows side hustle. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's changed
the country in and changed the voicemail. Radisson in Kearney. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
2? Interesting. Oh, Rosin, you haven't done one in a minute. Or what the these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'll do one. Sorry. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto right now.
Okay.
I'm killing this guy. Too busy killing this guy.
We are live. Oh, and I have mucus happening too, so I need to cure my mucus quick.
Thank you for calling Microtonal Suite.
Hello, camping.
Carney, please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Are you playing GTA 17? Oh.
Yeah.
You're your mouse, motherfucker.
Oh no, this is the controller.
Finger.
Crinkle fries.
It's his junk.
Kearney Microtonian, can you please hold?
No.
No, we cannot.
No, lady. I can't. It's a dire
emergency. We're all here.
We're all doing
it. It's a dire emergency.
We couldn't make a decision an hour here.
Yeah.
It's just important.
My cock's fat.
Hey, you can't say that. That's illegal.
Sorry.
He hasn't overfed. It's not what you think.
Yeah, the chicken in my room right now is going crazy. Can you help me out here?
It got into the chicken.
The marijuana is yes. I took a ton of edibles and mushrooms. Don't do guys.
I think we're on hold.
Yeah, it's automatic hold.
Well, she can continue to have a hold. I don't know what the hell happened there. I'm very confused. Oh, I have a totally normal button. Shit, what the hell? I pressed the wrong button. Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm Whoppy, your rogue server file jockey, live in the file jockey studio. We have guests, Hootis, Roz, and Tiff, and Wild One. Clubmaster's listening along inside the studio, but he hasn't participated yet.
Clubmaster, come on.
These are our supportive audience member.
Pretty boy won't talk. Come on.
We do appreciate a good listener here, too, as well as the callers and everything. Everyone has their place here.
Rosin, hit the other button.
Oh. All right, who's doing this one?
Arnie Hampton.
I'll do this
Truly,
one.
How can I help you?
Hi, ma'am. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm up in the room right now, and I'm doing drugs. What's your policy on smoking marijuana?
Are you staying at the Hampton Inn in...
Yes.
Kearney?
Yeah. Yeah, in Kearney. I'm in Kearney, yes. I just
flew
in
your room
a few
number?
Hours ago, and I just, I'm in 210.
What's your room number?
Don't say the room number.
2210.
No, don't say it.
I'm smoking. Dude, I'm, hold on. Yeah, I'm definitely in 210.
Dude, what are you doing? You're gonna go, we're all gonna go to jail now.
It's marijuana day, right?
I don't think it's legal there. You're gonna get 210 in trouble, dude. Oh God, 210's going straight to jail.
I had to rip back a fat line.
I'm sorry. I butted in. I keep doing that with your call. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm not gonna. It's not like I do that to everyone.
Hi, thank you for calling McKinta Inn and Suites in Kearney, Nebraska. How may I help you?
Hi, Nebraska. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. You guys have any bars nearby? What's the bars looking like?
We do have multiple bars downtown, but not like nearby us in the hotel area. I think a lot of people do go to Cunningham's, and there might be like a brewery that's nearby us. A lot of people tend to go downtown.
Is it a college town?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Do you know what the smoking marijuana policy is?
It is illegal here in Nebraska.
Illegal?
Yes.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an issue here. I started smoking it, and it's not legal here. God damn it! I smoked marijuana, and now I'm going to get in trouble. God damn it! Fuck! Welcome to Chili's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to smoke marijuana with me? You seem like a nice
lady. No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's some indica, you know what I'm saying? Some indica dabs. You get you right. Like, my boy Hootis over here, we're smoking indica dabs straight from the beef.
No. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight from the beef. Straight from the beef.
La, 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 la.
Oh, she's gone.
You scared her.
Scante. So many bubbles.
Scante. You want to smoke some scante?
Scante?
That's smoking now.
I have something to confess to all of you.
Oh, no.
I don't do
we
drugs.
We already know.
I know
don't do
you
drugs
don't.
Or worship the devil.
Oh. You think smoking marijuana
I thought it was
is
something else.
The devil?
Oh, well, that's probably a right assumption, too.
you just go on slopes at least or no?
I don't. I drink coffee and alcohol.
Energy drinks.
You drink Mountain Dew? Yeah. You drink Mountain Dew?
No.
You like the morning people?
No.
Thank you for calling Carney's Crown Plaza. My name is Channing. How can I help you?
Channing, what's your policy on doing drugs or worshipping the devil or things like that?
Does this have to do with the hotel?
Well, yeah, because we want to stay here.
We don't do any of that.
No, so we can't, but isn't that a religious exemption or something?
That I do not know.
Okay, it's just a little bit of devil worship and we want to get up to.
Yeah, we don't do any of that here.
Well, can we do it for our religious stuff?
No.
But you have to let us because it's our religion and stuff. We do devil worshiping. No worshiping the devil at the hotel.
Not in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Just got, what's it called?
Oh, a lawsuit? Religiously discriminated?
Yeah, you got discriminated, thank you. But yeah, a lawsuit too.
And cock blocked.
Oh yeah. This is regular devil worship, nothing scary. Oh, who wants to do this one? Wild one, you need to do a call, I think.
Do a call.
Mossy.
Holiday to Carney, how can I help you?
Yeah, I know. I think I saw somebody. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Cutting out a little bit, but I can hear you for the most part.
It happens. I was just calling. I think I saw at the drug deal going on around your hotel. I know it's 420. I don't know if you guys accept that.
If you're what? What are you asking me here?
Whoa, bro. No, I'm saying I think I saw a drug deal going down.
You saw a drug deal going down?
I saw it. I'm yeah, it's
where
in the area. Around the corner. Around your hotel.
It was in our hotel premises?
No, I don't know. It could have been. I don't know. I think it was outside, though.
All right, well, we're going to handle that, all right? Thank you.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, you want drugs?
Could have been.
No, no drug. No drug dealing. Been. No, that's. No, you can't do that. Sir, hello?
Okay.
Hi.
Yep.
Hey, we're telling him no drug dealing.
Okay. Sounds
good.
Can we
do
that? We're going to get that handled.
We'll handle it. We'll handle it. We don't need you handling it. You're going to make a mess of it. We'll handle it.
No, we won't. No, we won't. We're going
to
get it.
We're going to go over there and tell him no drugs, no devil. They're doing devil worshiping, too.
You have a drug?
No devil worshiping.
Okay, you do that. All right.
Drugs,
yeah.
You don't.
All right. No drugs.
Where are you at, huh?
Caffeine, nicotine.
That desk guy was no snitch. He was like, yeah, cool.
He's going to beat him up because he's encroaching on the territory, I bet.
Not Wagyu would do that.
Just think, what would Talbot say?
Talbis deals nicotine and caffeine.
Crinkle fries. Fucking Talbis.
Kevin all over again.
It's a great night at Carney's Fairfield and Suites for Marriott. This is Eric. How can I help you?
Eric.
Yes, sir.
This is Talbis.
I'm sorry?
This is Talbis. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How can I help you?
We witnessed some sort of activity we don't appreciate. They had, bad smell on them. Like a bad smoky smell.
Oh?
It smell... You know, how, you're driving and there's skunk on the road?
Sure.
Yeah. That's the smell we were smelling.
You mean like in the hotel?
Yeah.
On a guest or like in an area in your room?
Well, I've, you know, rolling through the hallway, there's an awful stink coming through, and a lot of people seem to be enjoying it. But not me, okay. Sir. Not me, Eric.
What floor are we on?
Fairfield. We just... Is there anything happening today?
Well, nothing that would make that legal.
They were listening to Cypress Hill earlier, too.
I'm sorry?
They were listening to Cypress Hill, too.
Okay. Is there, like, a certain floor or area you've been noticing that on stronger than another or something or anything?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the... Okay, just so I can clarify with you, just so I understand. You've been in the hotel.
Hey, man, you smell that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're smelling weed in the hotel.
Is that what it is?
Why does it smell so bad over here?
Okay, well, what was your room number, maybe?
I don't want to tell you. You're going to take it away from us.
Yeah,
Guys, if you're doing that in the hotel, I can just have officers come and check things out in the hotel.
We're under the bed, so it's not even going to come out.
Smells like no snitch.
No, thanks for calling, guys. Appreciate it.
I love you, man.
This guy's going to call the police.
Nice.
He's going to have officers check it out. Oh, no.
I think he got his little butt.
Dude, we should have Tiff call back.
I have conflicted feelings about callbacks.
Oh, okay. It's okay, buddy.
I'm sorry.
I agree.
Yeah, don't call back, man.
Hey, Cloutmaster. I like doing this sometimes. How good the burger you ate today was?
But I wasn't ready for that.
Can you tell us if you ate a good burger today?
Whatever, dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, who wants to talk to this one?
Sure.
Cool.
Please. Sure, please.
Sharpies. I'll pick up you. Pick up. Please pick up. They said no. Actually, I said no. It didn't say anything. They're giving me the silent treatment over there.
Do you think the desk lady who put us on automatic hold ever came back, heard us, and just hung up and we didn't notice?
No, I hung up on her.
I see.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn in Kearney. For a new reservation, please press 1. Sorry, I didn't get that. Please choose from the following options. Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn in Kearney. For a new reservation, please press 1. To speak with our front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries. Crinkle fries.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn in Kearney, Nebraska. This is Zoe. How can I help you?
Hey, Zoe. How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sweetheart. Listen, I guess I'll kind of cut to the chase. I'm a little nervous. I was down at the Woodfire Grill. I was down at the Woodfire Grill, and I got to flirting with one of the line cooks out back. He gave me a little bit of a hashish nugget. A little. Well, I guess it's not hashish, but frankly, I turned your toilet bowl into a bong, and I ran out of matches. Do you have any matches?
No, we do not.
Well, I mean, I'll share it with you if you find some. I'm getting fucking ripped. 420, happy 420, Zoe.
My letters barely work.
Are you staying at the hotel?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your room number, and I can see if I can bring some matches up to you if I find some.
Well, I'm a little bit worried that you're going to, you know, kind of try and get me in trouble.
No, not at all.
All right, my room's 210. Are you going to come smoke this with me? So what I did was I took the flusher out, Zoe, and I stuck a tube in it. I have this tube that the guy from the grill gave me. And I put it down into the rig, and so I'm using that to suck the smoke out. And I got this Coca-Cola can, and I'm using it as the bowl. I'm sorry, Zoe. I'm eating grapes. I'm really, 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 really high.
You are
all good. Did you tell her them the room number?
I made one up. You know I did.
No.
Okay. I made a room up. Yeah.
Hi.
That's my brother.
Zoe?
Yes.
I'm
eating crinkle fries. My brother.
He doesn't
want to make love to me anymore, and it's why I was trying to find love down at the grill.
Did she tell her the numbers?
No, she did not.
I tried to find...
Okay, I'll give it back to her then.
I was trying to find love down at Lena's Mexican restaurant earlier. There were no cutie pies down there, I tell you what. And as it's been lately with my brother not wanting to make love with me anymore, I just keep seeking out all the cute men I can find at a loading dock behind a restaurant.
She said Zoe? No about it.
Whoopi, are you anti-room numbers?
Oh, I think it's illegal here, and they're going to send police over to kick in doors, and people are going to get shot.
They're not going to send the cops.
They're going to kick in doors.
Hey, Whoopi, like you want to call a restaurant?
Potentially. I don't think they can kick indoors at the restaurant.
Oh.
I think I'll do one more hotel. Hooters. Or a wild one.
They might kick indoors if you say stuff about drugs or something illegal.
Even at a restaurant.
Why am I letting it ring this many times? Oh my goodness. Yes.
What are we doing?
I'm gonna try to call this hotel. As just say, you know. I'll get this hotel for you.
Copy. What are we doing? Well.
Okay, get this hotel going here. For Hooters.
Thanks for calling American. How can I help you?
Hey, was there Bad Bunny?
Sorry, what's your question again, Trip?
Hey, sorry, it's Don. Are you the front desk? Was there Bad Bunny?
Yeah, this is the front desk.
Did you see the bunny? The bad one?
A bunny?
I went in my room and there was room goo. And I said, Bad Bunny's probably... Do you have housekeeping?
No.
Can I keep the room goo?
I can't understand, sir. I don't understand what's your question, sir. Are you looking for a room or?
Well, Is it Bad Bunny? Is that Bad Bunny doing room goo? I'm trying to clean in the corners.
No, this is Mike, sir. How can I help you?
I scrape it. This is Don. Don. This is Don.
I tried to scrape it.
I was trying to do, does this sound like a bunny?
No, it does not.
That sounds totally like a bunny.
Honestly, that is kind of what bunnies sound like when they do make noises, so.
That sounds like a bunny. I think someone wants to, I think someone wants to make a phone call. That we will allow. I will allow. Oh, shit.
All right. Thank you.
I swear.
Yes.
If they pick up.
Yeah, right? Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Burger King South.
Yeah, I'm just calling. So I know that you guys recently revamped the Whopper. I'm just calling to make sure that these changes have been implemented in this location before I travel down there to purchase this revamped Whopper.
Yeah.
So can you kind of walk me through what's been changed recently?
Mostly just the bun is made differently. And we add a new salt and pepper blend to it.
Whoa. So there's salt and pepper blend now?
No, it's a salt and pepper
blend. I also was reading there, apparently there's a creamier mayo. Do you know that to be the case?
Mm-hmm.
And then is there a special day of the week where I might purchase this for a reduced fee?
Yeah, on Wednesdays. It's $3.99.
And then does that, is
it? Sorry?
$3.99?
For the sandwich, yes. And then it's $6.99 for a small meal and then goes up from there.
I mean, I feel like I'm being pranked. Like, that doesn't seem possible to offer a meal for that price.
Yeah, it's just something that they're able to do and willing to give back to the customers.
That's amazing that Burger King is giving back to the community like that. That's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Maybe do you have any other... are there any other efforts ahead for to revamp any other iconic menu items?
I think we just had a seminar about some new, like, chicken fries we're getting, some different flavors, like our bacon tots as well that are coming up.
So oh, really?
Couple, I think, yeah, some ranch-style bacon tots and some garlic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this isn't public information yet. It's still under wraps, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's dropping next week, so.
It's dropping. That's really exciting stuff. All right, well, I really appreciate your time. I mean, is there a customer there I could do, like, a customer survey with?
There's usually on the back of the receipts is the only way that I know how to do it.
No, but I mean, like, is there a customer there, like, right now I could do a customer survey with?
Oh, there isn't currently. We are currently, nobody's in our lobby or drive.
Okay. All right, I'm going to be calling back soon, and we'll get a customer on the phone.
All right, thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Yep, bye.
Aww, yay.
Yeah, that was...
Well, I mean, he didn't inform me about the creamier mayo. I was a little disappointed with that. But overall, I think he did pretty good. It was an exciting discussion.
You would be the one to know if he did well.
What was that news thing? That non-public, that inside scoop that he gave us?
Yeah, so there's apparently some new chicken fries coming out. I mean, that's kind of like, we're breaking some news on the show today, apparently. new chicken fry blend coming out.
Huh.
And, I mean, it seems like they're cooking up some exciting stuff over there. I'm pretty excited.
You think he was being honest?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He seemed like a real straight shooter to me.
What a stand-up guy down there.
I bet you $100 ain't no fucking chicken fries showing up next week.
I want to believe.
The number you have dialed does not answer. Please leave a message after the tone.
What the fuck? The number you have dialed does not answer. Hold on, I need to hear.
The party.
Oh, we need to get that cleaned. God damn it. Pick up, you. Oh, I guess no.
The secret person. Oh, God. What's happening?
Did I make everything echo? Oh, I hit the wrong button. I'm stupid.
You're so stupid.
I hit the wrong button. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Live.
RogueServer.com. Oh my goodness.
It's Whoopi Weed Day.
Whoopi Weed. Every April 20th, 2026. It's 9:36 and 59 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. Daylight Savings. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. Exclusively live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi.
You know, Whoopi, I mean, I think you don't get enough credit for, you're doing a show kind of for the everyman. You know, this isn't some big elite hotshot, you know, gathering of the, you know, the elites, the corn down or whatever. It's just a bunch of guys coming together for a laugh. I think that's pretty cool.
It's the whole purpose of it.
I try to keep it accessible. It is a Rogue Server endeavor. We try to be accessible here.
Sucks. I like that we had a rogue person. That was fun.
Hi, this is Burger King Great Bend. My name is Aiden. How may I help you?
Aiden, can you tell me anything about that new chicken fry blend you got coming out next week?
The chicken fry one, I believe it is a like garlic flavored chicken fry, and it comes with a certain little garlic sauce.
Garlic sauce.
It's a part of a Star Wars promotion.
Star Wars?
Yeah. Huh.
Is this like a new signature item you're rolling out?
I believe so. I'm not certain how long it'll stick around myself, but usually these LTO items stick around for at least a month.
Okay. I heard some news about the new Whopper you guys are rolling out at like a discounted price.
I'm not sure about that. I know that we currently have our Whopper Wednesday deals going on every Wednesday where you can get a Whopper for $3.99.
Yeah. And the small meal, too?
The small meal with it, I believe, is $6.99.
Huh. You guys changed that Whopper up? I heard some news about it, but I'm kind of out of the loop.
The Whopper itself is the same sandwich. We do put it in like a box now and serve it in a bigger bag.
Huh. It's good, you know, like hot off the heels of McDonald's Big Arch. McDonald's, they really missed the mark with that new sandwich of theirs. Like, I think they misread the economy and the temperature of the room, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're trying to roll out like a premium product during like a recession. We don't have a lot of money, McDonald's, so gas is going up.
Yeah. Certainly a difficult time.
We can't be buying big arches every day, man. Whopper Wednesday, that's a good deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's anything else I can help you with.
Aiden, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course. You have a very nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Yeah, well, some great info on that call. And I just want to take a minute to point out, I mean, the people at Burger King are so much more professional than Wendy's. It's a really a night and day difference.
You think so? I've always thought Wendy's people had better customer service where I live.
On the phone though, when you call Wendy's, there's a certain level of menace in the tone of their voice. You know, you don't really get that with the Burger King people.
Yeah, these two Burger King people, they answer the phone. They're very courteous and very professional.
Yeah.
It was really nice, actually.
Let's see if the theory holds true. Aiden would have picked up by now. Now, where did I go down here? Hello? Hello? Wendy's? Wendy's? This is what we were talking about. You guys are very unprofessional.
Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
You guys are really unprofessional. I heard a bunch of shuffling around and then you throw me to voicemail. This is why Burger King is going to beat Wendy's out and why Wendy's is going out of business. You guys used to have Dave Thomas as your, you know, chief of vision, but now, you know, ever since Dave's been gone, you got the quality's dropped. I'm sorry, man. Bye.
Yay.
Those
you sounded so disappointed.
That's their answering machine message. It's just them shuffling around.
I thought that was them. They picked up and then it went to it, but no, that was weird.
It just goes to show.
Well, I mean, Dave spent there his life working to build something. Well, he spent his life building something, and then they threw it away in about 15 years. I think that's really disappointing.
This sucks. Let's call the neighboring Wendy's where Aiden's at.
We need to turn Carter's voice into a just sucks button.
Oh, where's Carter?
I hear him. I should tag him.
I'm sorry, what?
Just sucks. It just sucks.
It just sucks. Hey, did we get through? Is this the burger place?
Is it the burger place? Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment you guys. We had a really, really, really good meal down there. We're with my boy Hootis. He's driving us around in his van. And the other Wendy's just sucks. I don't know if you know the one where Aiden's at. I mean, like, Aiden was really cool, but like, we did burgers there last week and it was like not good. But like, tonight for 420, motherfucker. I was gonna try to bring in pot. I'm sorry for taking it, but I felt like we all interrupted it a tiny bit anyway.
Nobody was prepared, least of all me.
Sorry, Aiden.
Aiden's the Burger King boy. Well, he's a good guy.
Oh, it's the Wendy's. It's the Wendy's. That's right.
Wendy's on Main. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Are you guys rolling out any new specials?
Hello?
Hello?
Specials?
Yeah. Any new sort of deals?
We have the Biggie Bites.
Biggie Bites?
The Biggie Bags.
Biggie Bags.
Yep.
How does that compete
with... And Biggie Bundles.
Biggie Bundles. How does that compete with, let's say, the Burger King's new Whopper Wednesday they're doing? Or you can get a Whopper sandwich for $3.99.
I don't know why you're calling a Wendy's store to ask questions like that.
Well, we're trying to get a value.
I'm a shift manager at
we're
a Wendy's.
We're trying to get value for our dollar and trying to get a good meal. And we just want to...
All right.
We want to be sold on Wendy's. But we can eat at Burger King if you want us to.
Yeah, go ahead. Right ahead and call them.
This just shows to go how unprofessional you guys have become down there.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'm a shift manager. If you have any questions,
you're the shift
manager. If you have any
questions, you're unprofessional. You're very unprofessional. You're very unpassionate. And it just, you know, Dave Thomas wouldn't be happy.
All right. Thank you, sir, for calling.
If Dave was alive today, he'd be rolling in his grave.
All of our deals are available online.
Dave would be rolling in his grave if he was alive today. He'd be rolling in his grave because you guys are unprofessional and you're not even producing a good value for the dollar we're buying a sandwich for it. I'll call the sheriff. We're trying to buy sandwiches. There's no need for polices and sheriffs or sandwiches. We're trying to get a good value out of our dollar.
All right, if you call this number, if you call this number again,
the dollar is not going very far. The price of gasoline is going up. Cost of living is going up. Rent's going up. The power utilities are going
up. Oh, God. I wanted so badly to interrupt you and say, do it. Do it. Call the police. Call the police. What a stupid bitch for five reasons.
I mean, I just want to compare and contrast. Like, you call Burger King and he keyed us in on a new menu drop. You call Wendy's and they threaten to call the cops on you.
It just sucks.
Dude, Nebraska's crazy. I'm going to give it to you.
I like Wendy's.
Don't give room numbers when you call hotels in Nebraska when you say you're doing illegal things because those people are crazy.
They're going to call the police. Well, we're in Kansas right now.
Same shit, kind of. Close enough.
It just goes to show.
But you were right, Cloutmaster. There you go.
You see, the Whopper Wednesday, they got a sandwich for $3.99. What does Wendy's have? They probably got like a $20 sandwich. You're really not reading the room right.
Well, she didn't have an answer to what you were asking, so she pressed the police button.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting angry like that as the manager when somebody's like, oh, how does that compare to these other similar restaurant meals? And she was just like,
she didn't even stand up for the company. She immediately attacked
me. Not at all. She gave up so bad.
Wendy's on Broadway. How can I help you?
Hey, ma'am. I was there a little bit ago, and I think you're the one who helped me like cash out and get my meal. And my food was really good. And I don't know. I'm just like a little bit lonely tonight, and I thought you were really nice. And would you like to come outside with me on your break and look up at the moon with me and just like have a moment together? Like, we can smoke some weed at 420. But it's 420, ma'am. We can smoke just, like, a little bit of weed, bitch.
She said no. This is the part of the show. Where it gets very, very quiet and very serious.
It's my favorite part.
I'm Whoppy. It's Whoppy Weed. It's April 20th, 2026. It's 9:49 and 2 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. And we're live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. Welcome to the show. You're welcome to listen live. Just have a good time. Thank you.
I love your NPR segments.
Thank you.
I mean it. Dude, I got the best big seedless purple grapes today. Nice. Sorry for chew talking.
Do you want to talk to Wendy's? Or a wild one?
Yeah, talk to Wendy's. We'll both talk to Wendy's.
Doing Wendy's.
What's good, Wendy's? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, don't get the... Hey, wait. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have any deals for Wednesdays? Any Wendy's deals? Like,
no.
Wendy's... No?
No.
No, Wendy's... Wendy's... What was it? What, when was it? Wendy's? Is that how it goes? No deals?
Wednesday, Wendy's?
Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. No deals for that?
No, we don't have the Wednesday meal anymore.
Oh, you guys don't? What's that piggyback meal or something like that? What's that about?
You get a sandwich, a junior fry, a four-piece nugget, and a small fry for $6.
Oh, interesting. Hootie, do you have anything to say?
No.
Hootie?
Who is it?
Yes. Hey, it's Hootie. I was wondering if you're the girl with the big feet or if it's the one in the background, because I came in there and I fell in love.
I think it's definitely her.
If you don't mind me asking. I think you're beautiful.
I have no... Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? I wrote you a song. Would you like to hear it?
You guys have a good night.
Well, I have one song.
Oh, no.
Damn.
She couldn't hear the song.
Hey, what? Can I call Wendy's?
Yes, I was going to ask you that, actually. Why does it do this? I always assume I want to call local, but I don't. I don't want to call local. Why did it do this? I'm confused. I'm scared too.
Make hot local calls in your area.
No, I don't. No. I don't want to go to jail. I can't go back to jail.
Hey, how's it going? I'm trying to decide where to get dinner from, and I just had a couple quick questions about your menu.
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yes.
So, have you guys introduced any, like, limited time promotional items recently?
Limited time, I think, one thing I know about is Frosty-wise.
Just frosty wise, because Burger King just launched an all new revamped Whopper. I mean, has the Dave's Double been recently revamped, or do you know of any plans to do so?
For pizza?
No. Do you know what the Dave's Double is at Wendy's?
What are you asking?
I'm just trying to decide, like, should I go to Burger King or Wendy's for dinner? Because, like, Burger King, they have an all-new Whopper, and I kind of like the Dave's Double, and I'm not sure which one to go to.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I should go to Wendy's or Burger King for dinner. And Burger King recently revamped the Whopper. So, do you guys have any, like, new things on the Dave's Double, or?
We don't got any new things on our original burgers, but we just came out with a new single cheesy bacon. Well, not just a single, it's also a double and a triple. So we got our new cheesy bacon burger, which has our cheddar cheese sauce and bacon on it. I guess you could say that's like a revamped of our cheddar cheeseburger. It's like a bigger version of that burger, but with bacon on it. And then
I like what I'm hearing.
We got our new spicy chicken. Both our classic and our spicy chicken, the breading on them are new. They're bigger and a little bit thinner, but they're bigger, like, all around. And the spicy chicken comes with pickles on it. And then we got
Is there signature sauce included with that? Like a signature sauce?
I'm sorry.
Is there like a signature sauce? Is it like a famous sauce or?
Our signature, it's kind of like a spicy mustard.
All right. I mean, that sounds pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But I'm just not sure, because Burger King, they have that new Whopper. I don't know if you heard, but it's got a new bun and a creamier mayo.
Do you have any reaction to that? All of our burgers have new buns. We just don't have no new type of mayo on them. But every single one of our burgers have a new potato bun.
All right. I mean, but it's okay, if you were hungry, where would you go?
I personally like to make my own food, but I don't.
Why though? It's way more work. You gotta clean it up and you gotta cook it. I mean, you don't want to be doing all that.
I just like doing that. I went to school for cooking and stuff. So I just naturally like to cook and clean.
But regular people can't make better food than restaurants. I mean, that's not how it works.
I wouldn't say all that.
But I mean, you're saying some random guy stumbling out of the cupboard is going to outperform a team of professionals with multi-million dollar. I mean, it's absurd.
It sounds like you never went to a taco truck before.
I mean, I've been to Taco Bell many times. I try to stick to chains. I don't do that. I do like proven restaurants. I don't like to go to these local spots. You know, I'm not into that. So, I mean, if you have a national chain over 500 locations, continental U.S., I'm interested. But outside of that, I don't know.
We're supposed to be getting a new jalapeno burger.
A new jalapeno burger.
We have the jalapeno.
But it hasn't been dropped yet.
I don't know exactly when we're going to start selling it.
All right. Do you know any other secret things coming out soon?
We have a new Frosty Fusion that's about to come out, our Cookie Dough Frosty, and our Watermelon Lemonade and Watermelon Sprite.
All right, man.
I guess the jalapeno burger is out now.
But really,
we're not promoting.
I mean, you really gotta stop cooking at home, man. Come on, you gotta treat yourself. Go out to Wendy's, go to Sonic, go to, Arby's.
No, I do go out, but I would just rather cook my own food.
But why?
It's cheaper that way.
I mean, if you're trying to do a race to the bottom, I guess, but I don't know, man. I mean, I respect your opinion. I just don't understand why anyone would cook at home. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because you got to cook it. You got to clean it up. It's a whole big thing, you know. It's a lot of work, and the food's never very good. Let's be honest.
Depends how many people you're cooking for. I'm just cooking for myself, so it's not that much to clean or make.
But I mean, it's probably not very good. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, no offense. I mean, is it good?
Is what good? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is the food you're cooking good? Is it good?
Oh, my cooking?
Yeah.
Or what? Oh yeah.
So I
literally went to two different classes to learn how to cook. Because that was something I
was it like a it was like a day, it was like day class or.
It was culinary essentials, and then I went to culinary arts.
Okay, I mean, hey, I respect that. I respect that. No worries. It's all good. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. I am going to call. I am going to call Burger. I mean, you've made a very convincing case, but I am going to call Burger King now and then sort of, you know, may the best man wins. You know, that's all I can say.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good day. I hope you make the right choice for yourself.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Good night. Yep. Yep.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Have a good night.
I think we need a moment of silence. It's 5 seconds.
I got really depressed when I started thinking about him giving up on his dream of cooking and working at Wendy's.
Aww. You know,
it really bummed me out, you know?
Maybe he's just paying for his school. He's not done.
I hope so.
That was the most clout master call and recipient that could have possibly happened. And it tickled me in so many ways. Holy fucking shit.
That was pretty good. The whole angle of telling a Wendy's employee that they need to go out to Wendy's.
And he was just so mystified. Know. He was so mystified that like a fucking slamming taco food truck that's super famous is couldn't ever be better. He was in shock. You shocked that man.
No, but let's be honest. Cooking your own food is disgusting.
So I was going by those fly-by-night restaurants, like those independent food trucks.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're there one day, and then you get food poisoning, and then they're gone.
Can't hold them accountable.
Those are the best.
That was fucking A++, though, by the way. Fuck yeah.
What did I call this one? No, good.
Wendy, South Rock, how can I help you?
Hi, you guys rolling out any new sort of sandwiches down there?
I'm sorry?
You guys rolling out any new kind of sandwiches down there? I'm kind of torn between Wendy's and Burger King right now, and I just need, you know, we heard that Burger King had that new $3.99 Whopper Wednesday.
Well, I'm not sure what Burger King's got going on.
Oh, $3.99 Whopper Wednesday. You get a Whopper sandwich for $3.99.
Yeah, we don't have Whoppers.
Yeah.
We have Biggie Bags, Biggie Bites, Biggie Bundles.
Are those competitive in price? Biggie Bites,
I'm sorry?
Are those competitive in price?
Well, the Biggie Bites, you get two items, and that's two items for $5. We have $7 Biggie Bags. That's four items for $7.53. We have a $9 Biggie Bundle where you get two sandwiches, a fry, and a drink for like $9-something.
But they're doing it where, like, on Wednesday you get it for like $6. And you get a Whopper sandwich with a new and improved Whopper with like a creamier mayo and a new bun. And you get like a fries and a drink and a stuff. As for like $6.
Yeah, we don't have nothing like that.
But like, you know, I feel like you guys could be innovating more down there.
I'm sorry?
I feel like you'd be innovating more down there.
Yeah, I don't make the deals. I just work here.
Yeah.
I told you what we got. And that's the best that I can do right now.
Where do you think I should go then? I'm still torn.
I don't know. I don't know where you want to go. I don't know what your preference is, but I have a restaurant to meal. Run.
My preference is to have a good meal.
I understand that, but I have a business to run. I have employees I need to be in charge of, so I need to go.
I'm a potential customer.
Okay, and I understand that, and sir, I told you what we have, and if you still can't decide what you want, then I don't know what to tell you. But like I said, I have a business to run, so I need to go.
I just think, you know, Like, you should, you know, I feel like you could convince me. I'm really on the edge.
Okay, well, I'm really on the verge of hanging up this phone, because like I said, I've told you what we got. I can't help you decide what you want to eat.
I'm hungry.
I need to go.
So I'm really hungry. See,
you got her. You did good.
I don't think...
I think you were about to self-deprecate, but I like that you got her upset over nothing.
She's upset because of the old, you know. All right, who wants to talk to
you? I get being annoyed, but like fighting with you is crazy. All Wendy's.
Okay.
Sucks.
It just sucks.
Wendy's, I'm Brady, and how may I help you?
Hi, Brady, how are you?
Wendy's, I'm Brady, and how may I help you?
Yeah, hi. So I heard that there's like the BOGO meal deal thing for like $5, two things for one. Is that correct?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Oh, really? So you're like that kind of Wendy's? Ugh.
Yeah, this is
what kind
Wendy's
of other deals do you have?
We really don't have any deals going on right now.
Ugh. What do you have for vegetarian options?
Vegetarian options?
Yeah.
Technically, we have salads, but they come with chicken on it. You can take the chicken off and leave the stuff like that.
Oh, you want me to, like, pick it off?
No, you can tell us to keep the chicken off, and we'll keep it off for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful. What other vegetarian options do you guys have?
It's really just the salads, and we also have apple bites.
Okay, and what
then,
else?
And of course, apple bites. They're just, like, little chunks of apples.
Oh, I'm allergic to those. Ugh. I'm already about halfway there anyway. I don't think that there's anything that like I'm gonna want to eat there, but like you've been really nice and helpful, and since it is 4:20, like can you go take like a smoke break? Do you want to like split with me?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Why are you not single or?
No, I'm on the clock. I'm on the job. I'm also a manager.
Oh, it's okay. I won't tell. Oh, shush. Do you like girls with big feet? Come on. Let's go. 4:20, big feet. Bring me a salad. 5 minutes. Loading dock, dumpster. Hang up the phone. Don't think about it too hard. I'll see you.
He's coming.
He might. He might come. He might come.
I am.
Uh-oh.
Hell yeah.
Hootis. I haven't heard you do a call in a while.
Speem's here too.
Yes, I haven't heard Speem do a call either. Speem, would you like to make a call? I'm sorry, Hootis.
Hi, Speem.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, Hootis can go.
Okay. I've been doing that tonight. I don't mean, you know, I've been offering it and then going, oh, the other person hasn't done it.
No. It's how life works.
Wendy's on Woodlawn.
Hey, sorry. What's going on?
Nice.
Wendy's on Woodlawn.
Hello.
Hello.
I had a question, please.
What was the question?
If you... Well, now that you did all that, I kind of, like, I got to I gotta remember. I was gonna say, like, I found a burger, and I was wondering if you could still remake it. Please.
He said asshole.
If we could still remake it or not.
Hello?
Hi. This is Don. I found a burger and it's beeping. I found a burger and you remake it? Yeah, I found it though. I did. Please.
No.
It's zapping. Why? Just because I found it? Baby?
Unprofessional.
What was that sound?
Oh, that's a screaming, but real pitched up. That's got all me and her artifacting.
Hi, Carter.
He said beeping, and I had to.
Carter, do you have a weird? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, her beeping was like in my. I heard her beeping, or them beeping.
Well, they put you on weird holds. First of all, yeah, they didn't even say like 1 second. Carter, do you have a weird made-up holiday called 420 in Sweden for weed? Speem.
Speem.
Okay. Pardon me.
Just socks.
Come on. Pick up your phone. Come on. Pick it up. Come on. Please pick it up.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, do you got a sec? I just have a couple questions.
I have a second. How can I help you?
Okay, yeah, I was just about to apply. This is Wendy's, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was just about to apply to a Wendy's, but I thought, hey, who better to ask than somebody who actually works at Wendy's? I want to know if it's a good place to work.
Oh. That depends. Are you a hard worker?
I'm a pretty hard worker, yeah. But it took a while.
Because if you can hold your own, and you can like, because like you got to be assertive. But like if you can hold your own,
oh, just one sec, one sec. Sorry. Can you hold on 1 sec?
I could, like, totally hold my own. I'm pretty good at holding my own. I could work pretty hard, dude. And I can do, like, lots of work. I could, like, mop stuff, totally, like, go around and do, like, lots of cool stuff, dude. I'm like, the class clown at work. People, like, know me as, like, the... the class clown. I'm, like, really good at class...
Yay!
I'm out.
No, that's so good.
Okay, I have a really dumb one. I have to do it.
Please.
It's just because I have the sound and it's on my mind now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hello? Hi, can I like scream at you just a little bit?
Hey, can I help you?
Hi, can I scream at you just a little bit?
Sorry?
Can I scream at you just a little bit? Wendy.
Sorry.
You should redo it.
Yeah.
One more time.
That definitely doesn't count. That means
it didn't count.
And his phone sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just because
when he when he answered, he said,
Yeah, he mumbled. Just to go how unprofessional. Oh my goodness.
Good day here at Wendy's on West Street. How can I help you?
How did I know it would be a lady picking up?
I'm sorry?
I just knew it would be a lady picking up. And I don't want to freak you out or anything, but I need to, like, yell just a little bit. Do you mind if I, like, yell at you just a little bit? That's nothing personal or anything scary. I just have to let it out.
No, not really.
I have to do it. I'm sorry. Are you ready? I did know it'd be a lady picking up.
Sphem said just do it. I do kind of like, you like to do demanding, commanding calls in other situations. And I know this one's a little bit, I can see this being harder for you, but you doing like a, hey, I'm really sorry, but I'm just going to blank and I command you to listen or something. That could be a whoopee angle.
Yeah,
I like that you did weird. I like that you did weird things in the bathroom for me earlier, which is out of context for some people here, but that's fine.
I missed so much.
I forget what I did.
You literally just told people you were doing weird things in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do it again. One more. That was too short, too.
I'm going to combine them. A little behind the scenes, I'm going to combine them.
What is?
I'm doing weird things in the bathroom, and I'm also going to combine it with something else.
You said what?
I was doing weird things in the bathroom, and I'm also... I just want you to prepare yourself, because I'm gonna scream at you just a little bit. Are you ready?
Wait. Sorry. One more time.
I was doing weird things in the bathroom, and now I have to scream at you. And nothing personal. I just need you prepared. Are you ready?
Weird thing.
Yeah. And now I'm going to yell at you. I just want you to be prepared for whenever I start yelling, because it's going to be loud.
For what?
I just have to do it. Are you ready?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
That's what I sound like when I can't find wasted memory.
Aww. Where could he be?
Where's wasted?
Where is he?
Carthor.
I think he's working on uploading shows.
I hope so. I need to do that more. I keep saying that and I never do it. It's just because then I see like a video of like a squirrel.
Just sucks.
Let me do this one.
Okay.
Please.
A video of a squirrel.
Hello, I have a
I'm sorry, what?
I guess. Hello, you hear me?
What's the issue? Yes, I can hear you.
I got my hamburger and I can't find any deals in it. I was just wondering what's it about.
You can't find what in it?
Any deals. There's no deals in my sandwich, in my hamburger.
There's no deals on your hamburger?
Yeah, you guys didn't put no deals in it.
Who's listening to classical music in the background? What was that?
Is that Wild One?
That was me. Just bumped it up.
It made it better.
No deals in the sandwich.
Was that an advertisement sandwich?
where the deals go?
Damn it, I lost my place. I wasn't keeping track of my place.
I think Wendy's has pickles. Carter asked. Do they?
Oh, I sniffed. I sniffed really hard and then I muted myself out.
Oh, how's your mucus?
Terrible.
Have you taken an antihistamine?
No, there's a lot of dust that happened at me today.
I'm sorry.
I have tuberculosis, and I'm just trying to figure out what sort of
Hello.
Sandwich. Hey. Hey. Oh.
Wow. Interesting. Again. Same thing, please.
I think my phone didn't like hers.
Hey, Carter, I was just going to say, you know, you don't have to hide in the shadows tonight. You know, the regular guys can talk.
I'm still hiding.
Carter's under the bed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sucks.
He's blazing.
I like it here.
Love you. Tuberculosis.
Hi, I have tuberculosis, and I'm just trying to figure out what I can get that's compatible with that.
I am actually unsure.
Do you have any...
You could...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you have anything that's like dry and warm?
So we have classic chicken that's like breaded chicken and bread. We have salad. Chicken nuggets.
Salad, you said?
Yeah.
Is that dry and warm?
It's not exactly warm, but if you like, you can put it in a warmer.
A warmer?
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll help me out with the tuberculosis or whatever?
I'm not too sure.
Oh, it's like a disease.
I don't know much about that.
It's like a lungs disease. They have cures for it now. I've got it.
Oh, okay. I hope it gets better for you, man.
Well, like, you know, like cowboy times?
Yeah.
I kill a lot of cowboys. Because they didn't have cures for it back then. And a lot of people just died of it.
Oh, yeah. Was there anything else I can help you with?
Just the salad will be dry and warm for me.
Okay, yeah, I can put one in the warmer for you.
It needs to be real dry.
I got you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I love you.
Jesus. Okay, do you promise you just had dust and not tuberculosis?
Yeah, it's just dust.
Because now I'm worried. Okay.
That would, you know, I don't want to go out like Doc Holliday. That's a Cowboys reference for you, if you know about cowboys and gunslinging.
Gunslinging?
I saw that movie.
Yeah. He had tuberculosis real bad.
It just sucks.
And it was a real life cowboy, so it's not even a spoiler. What's that?
It was a huckleberry.
He didn't even know they had a cure off the set.
Can I do one? Is it Wendy's?
Yes.
Hey.
Wendy's Dark City, how can I help you?
Hey there, ma'am. I'm just calling to let you folks know, because I know it's like 10 times easier to complain than it is to pass on a compliment. but I'm laying outside on my chair right now, and I'm about halfway through my bacon burger, and it is so good. And I don't know if you know it, but it's the Lyrids Media Shower. It's so beautiful. And it's 420 holiday blaze up 420. And I'm so high, and I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the meaning of life is? I am just so happy with this burger.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I just don't have time to answer the meaning of life question, but I'm glad you're happy with your burger.
And thank you so much. My burger is really good.
All right.
Thank you so much, Auntie. I love you. All right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Look up at the sky if you get a chance before you go home, because it is the least... It is a meteor shower. Okay.
All Tiff is seeing real meteorological stuff, I believe.
It is the Lyrids meteor shower. Meteor shower, excuse me.
I just see the moon out there.
She said, I'm glad you enjoyed your booger.
She said, I don't have time to answer the meaning of life question.
Yeah, she was nice. That was reasonable.
What a sweet lady.
Mm-hmm. She was very sweet.
Oh man, I really messed myself up coughing, but also I think that needed to happen. I was inhaling a lot of
No, dust. You have to get it out. Get it
dust
out. Do a hot shower.
Oh, I did.
Do a hot shower and like try to cough intentionally too. God, I'm sorry.
And by that saline, you can sniff up your nose.
Flonase. Mm-hmm. And antihistamine.
Oh, who wants to do this one?
Can I do it? Do you have the scream ready?
Yeah. And yes. You want regular?
It's regular. Oh, you can do the extended one. That'd be great. Oh, pitch. Yeah, regular pitch.
Oh, pick up you. On.
Jeez,
what the Okay, the one I called back in, I already called that one. I need to move out of Kansas. I need to go to Dodge City. Oh, I think Dodge City would be a perfect place to do tuberculosis.
Where is that?
In Kansas.
Oh, okay. I was just confused because you said we were moving out of Kansas. That's what got me. Got my little butt.
Well, ideally, but then Dodge City happened.
Fair and good.
Esteem, do you still want to talk to
Dodge?
Do you still want to talk to specifically Wendy's? Or...
Sure.
Okay, let me find you one then.
Call a children's hospital.
No.
Oh.
Why the? Okay, there's a Wendy's up here.
Mart Heaton Lock. Oh. Beam's participating in the holiday.
Oh, Cloudmaster left.
Oh, did he say bye?
No, he just... I do appreciate him doing the calls.
It was awesome. He's so good at it.
When you told Fashion Hamburgers, this is Michael. How may I help you?
Hey, I got my friend down in the basement here. I was wondering if you could give some suggestions as to what kind of hamburgers he would like to eat.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, can you just give one suggestion and I'll ask him?
Double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger, what do you think? Okay, what else do you got? Hurry up, come on.
Speem, Speem, you might disagree, but that was the best call you've ever made.
Oh, thank you.
With the whoopiuses, everything about it was perfect. Holy shit, dude. I'm stealing that. I'm writing it down.
Oh no.
It's mine now.
Okay. I hate to do the tuberculosis call here, and I think we're gonna start wrapping it up after this one. Everyone will get one more call. Oh, and we'll do you still want to all talk to Wendy's, I guess, or what?
Welcome to Wendy's. What can I get for you?
Do you have anything that's good if you got, like, tuberculosis?
Do I have what?
Anything that's good for tuberculosis. I have it.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
I have tuberculosis.
Give me a second.
Okay.
City Wendy.
Hi. Yeah, I have tuberculosis. Basically, I'm just wondering what you got that would be like compatible with my affliction currently.
I'm not sure personally, but you can check the Wendy's website.
Website.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said check the website for tuberculosis.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well,
well.
I mean, I don't know. I would have to, like, do my own research.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's like a disease of the lungs. It's like bacteria and stuff. It affects the lungs, and they call it consumption, I think. They killed a lot of cowboys back in the day, but they have pills and stuff for it now.
I mean, is there certain foods that you can't have?
The doctor said I should go somewhere, like, dry and warm. Do you have anything dry and warm down there?
Here at Wendy's?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's our burgers, fries.
And those are all dry and warm?
Yeah.
Are they, like, soothing?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything that soothes down there? See, it's a dry and warm and soothing.
Our chili.
Chili is soothing?
I'm not sure.
A said no fast food, but I like Wendy's a lot. And I.
Yeah. Alright, is there anything else I could help you with, sir?
Do you have any, anything that's like dry and warm down there?
Yeah, like our, dry and warm. I mean, you could get a plain, Dave's single, Dave's double.
Dave's single? Okay. Yeah, anything that's, like, soothing? Because they said I need to have soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I help you with anything else, sir?
Yeah, anything that's like jinxing.
Sorry, what?
Jinxing.
What's that?
Crinkle fries. Crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries. Crinkle fries.
It's the ender. You were also right about that.
Well, I played it. Adam. Ugh, okay. Last calls. Welcome to the end of the show. You've stuck around. They've punched it out. And we're doing last calls. Wendy's last calls, of course. All right, who does? Yes, you get the first last call.
Can you help me though? Can you cough when I cough?
Man, I'm kind of messed up with coughing, honestly.
Oh, do it though. Shoot, you can't cough.
Oh, I can cough, but I'm feeling a little bit messed up. I'm gonna have to take a break.
I think it probably sounds pretty weird if like
two people
are coughing at the same time for no reason.
It is also real coughing because I did inhale a bunch of dust today. I just coating all those.
Well, it's still funny. It's fucking hilarious.
Wild one left and came back.
Cough up blood or anything?
Oh no,
that'd be cool.
Like, don't cough right now if it's gonna hurt yourself.
I
just fake cough.
Yeah.
You can sing metal after.
There's no Wendy's here. I refuse to believe that. Oh, there are Wendy's. It's just hiding it from me and lying about it.
Puerto Rico Wendy's.
Should we?
Maybe, like, circle.
The more extreme, the better, probably.
Wait, do you want Puerto Rico Wendy's? If this one doesn't pick up.
Extreme.
Don't listen to me.
Hey.
Hey. Ooh. I'm sorry to bother you. I got a meal thing there. And now I have this weird cough.
Say it again.
That was so late. I was late.
You alright?
No, I'm not. I got a meal there, and now I have kind of a weird cough.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if you know anything of anybody else.
Dick.
I'm sorry for coughing too. I didn't hear Whoopi right away, so I coughed. That's a really good idea.
Funny.
I'm stealing that also. Thank you.
Oh shit. Puerto Rico has a lot of Wendy's. Who does you want to try again at a Puerto Rico Wendy's? If they pick
up.
Yeah.
It's like.
Oh. Wait, these are all fake numbers. God damn it.
Is it in San Juan or is it in.
No.
The other one?
Bayamon.
Ponce.
I don't know anything about Puerto Rico, except, like, they got people living there. These are all
there's the same. There's San Juan and there's Ponce.
Oh.
That's it.
These are all the same phone numbers, but they have different extensions, so maybe these different extensions go to the different stores.
There's more Puerto Ricans than there are Americans in America or something like that. Because of Bad Bunny.
Gracias por llamar a las oficinas centrales del Grupo Colón Gerena, empresa matriz.
Hi.
One.
Puerto Rico, Wendy's. It's all the same phone number.
¿Cuándo llegaste? Buenas noches.
Hey, ¿sabes Bad Bunny? ¿Ustedes?
¿Qué?
El Tengo comida en aquí. Tengo un malo cofo.
Oh. Yeah, all these Wendy's here in Puerto Rico are the same phone number. Let's go back to the U.S. I never call Texas.
It was a good micro full circle. I think it was appropriate and sweet.
I'm at a smoking convention. I think you in the other chat, Speep. I've been really bad at reading the chat.
No one is available to answer your call at this time. Please leave a message after.
Oh, I won't leave a message. Limited time.
Wendy's on Milwaukee.
Who is it? Hey, I heard this guy coughing in the other outback in the bathroom.
I'm sorry?
There's
I'm sorry?
A guy like, yeah, coughing weird, like on the food. Dude.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's on the food, man. This guy is coughing on the food. I can hear you. Fucking liar. Liar. You liar. Can you hear that, bitch? Stop coughing on the food, homie. Yo. I like your beeping.
What the,
I like your beeping.
Are you satisfied with that?
Pretty satisfied.
Okay. Who the hell's calling back?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, yes, I just had a call from this number.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering, this guy out here, or did you, what would you want to know, did you say?
Did I what?
What, are you the one, were you the one, I came down there earlier, and I, are you the pretty one, the kind of pretty one? I mean, I think. The one I was kind of looking at, was that you? Do you know?
What was your order?
I was ordering, like, I mean, it looked like you were wearing a size 10 shoe, so I was ordering that size 10, both, one in my foot and one in my ass, baby.
You ordered a number 10?
Yeah. A size 10.
Okay, we don't have the number 10 on our menu.
Do you have big feet?
Hold on, let me let you talk to my manager, okay?
No. I refuse. Are you the one with the big feet? I think that it's beautiful.
Hello?
Hey. Sorry.
Hello?
It's, hey. What's your name, baby?
Who's this?
Who this? Yeah.
Why are you playing on our phone? Back.
No, I'm telling you, there's a guy out
what?
Back. Causing trouble. There's a guy out back causing trouble. He's got two turntables. and he's got a microphone and he's like clapping his hands and stuff. It's crazy. Out back.
Wait, so it's the man outside at the back.
He's got two turntables and a microphone. He's got two turntables and a microphone.
I can't hear.
Bottles. Is he drunk, sir? Clap your hands. Huh? Sorry, what? Manager, repeat yourself.
Interesting. That may have also been my favorite Hootis call ever. Both in one night with... Interesting.
Hey, Carthor, do you want to make a call?
Well, actually, it wasn't a...
She
called us.
She called us, and... She stayed on the phone, she could hardly hear.
And it wasn't like a manager that called back either, seemingly, which was weird. Because why would she have passed the phone up on a Monday, right? Is it Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh,
for you.
Yeah.
If you're just joining the show, we're wrapping it up. We're doing last calls here. Wait, I asked Carthor, and Carthor, did you say...
I'm fine.
Okay. Tiff. Wait. Oh, okay. Good. That's not a fake number. That's a real number. Tiff.
Wendy's Loveland.
Hi, Loveland. How are you?
I'm so sorry. We're having problems with our phones right now. If you don't mind trying to call back again tomorrow.
Should we do a test really quick? Test 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I hear a lot of static. I think our phone is busted.
Hang up the phone. Shit, fuck, piss, chits, cunt, bitch, fuck, shit, 420, blaze it up.
She's trying
just
to call back
up
tomorrow, okay? Thank you.
All right, love you.
Oh, I had myself muted. Let's not call Texas. That's why it has to be why I don't call Texas.
They have fake broken phones?
Yeah.
He did a good job handling his broken phone problem and being direct about it and not trying to hang out. That was very classy.
I forget what state. Oh, I can definitely call Utah. Oh, and if you just joined the show, welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey. We have Hootis, Carthor, Tiff, and Wild One live in the studio. We're wrapping up the show. We're doing final calls. And the show will be over soon. After everybody does their final last call. It's Wuppy Weed every April 20th, 2026. It is 10:49 and 24 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings is in effect. Why isn't Wendy's
show? Blaze up 420 Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill.
Blaze it.
Do a marijuana cigarette about it. And cough. It's not tuberculosis, it's marijuana.
Mothy in the studio.
Oh,
that
yeah, Mothy's
him.
Here.
Mothy! GGOGM. GGOMGs.
Great group
of Moth guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I letting the phone ring this many times? It's unprofessional.
Because we were screaming and it was fun. Yeah.
If you're one of the two listeners that left from the screaming, thank you.
Meridian.
Obar Wendy's, how can I help you?
Hi, Obar Wendy's. It's me. It's Tiff. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. What's up? Dude, I'm just about to come down there with my friend. You guys still have the bacons and stuff?
What?
Like, last time I came, you guys ran out of bacon.
No, we have bacon.
Oh, hell yeah. Blaze up 420, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be bacon time.
No, we got that bacon.
Hell yeah, dog. All right. That's awesome, man. All right. I'm about to head there. I'm doing something a little bit different tonight. Am I allowed to bring my imaginary friend with me? He's Swedish.
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on. He's hitting this joint.
Say hello, you totally can.
Hello.
Yeah. He's like pretty imaginary, but he fucking loves bacon and weed. So like, I don't know, like, I'm just going to like the little blanket over him and like we can walk in. Hell yeah, dude. Do you want me to bring, I just.
We do close in an hour, just to let you know.
In an hour. Sorry, there's a few of us here, dude, but only Carter and I will come in. Like, the boys and I are in the van. We're doing, like, boys' night 420, blaze up.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So, well, like, we've got 100 pre-rolls. You want me to bring you one, bro?
No, thanks. I got one already.
Oh, good job, dude. Happy 420. We'll see you soon for the bacon.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, it's great. Yay.
He's already got pre-rolls. That's pretty good.
That was the best weed recipient of the evening for me, yes. I think. He was down. We got that bacon.
What a cool guy. He's got his pre-roll already.
And he's down with imaginary friends.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wild one.
Yes.
You will call. You will talk.
You will call. You will do it. Live.
I will enjoy it.
And we will enjoy it. Hell yeah.
Oh, this one's in her.
Okay, now I really have to cough.
On you.
Ah.
I can't let it ring that many times. It's too many
times. Ah.
I should probably be using the Wendy's website. Projectile. Oh God.
Yeah. Oh God. I'm sorry, what?
What's going on with this website?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, what's wrong with this website? Oh, yes. I'm in the manhole, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You're in the manhole?
man.
Well,
I'm sorry, Wala.
Well, that's it, guys.
This one should pick up. I don't know why. I said this one should pick up, and they're not picking up. Sorry to have lied to you like that. Sucks.
Sucks.
Oh, I already caught this one. Oh, that one? I could call up here. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. We're wrapping it up, and it's taking forever to get the last call going.
Oh, rib.
There's a guy in the basement. He's waiting.
He's got two turntables and a microphone.
Hi, it's Carl Wendy's and Glover. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have a strange request, a weird request.
Okay.
I was hoping you would facilitate my needs. I'm a little bit autistic on the spectrum. I was just wondering, can you make a hamburger, but can you put like the buns, the lettuce, like tomatoes, whatever you make, like in separate containers so I can inspect it better? You can do that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
what about
we have
the fries?
Cups, we can...
No, I'm not the asking. Fries? I'm asking you. Can you put like the buns like in one container? You know what I mean? And the hamburger, in one container.
Oh, like all in one container? We don't really have a container that's big enough to fit all of it.
No. I'm not talking about container. I'm talking about, can you put it, the buns? I know it's not. I feel like Burger King would know what I'm talking about, but whatever. Now I forgot what I was saying. Hold up. So can you put the containers in the container? Can you cut it up?
I'm sorry, put the what in there?
The hamburger. You know the hamburgers, right? Burger. Can you put the burger in the container? You can do that, right?
Yeah.
All right. What about the buns?
What about the buns?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll go back to the hamburger. Okay, think about it. It's not 2 + 2, all right? So you put the hamburger in the container, one container, and then put the bun in another container. You can do that, right?
Yeah.
All right. What about the lettuce and the tomato?
We can put that in another container, too, if you want.
All right. Good.
Do you want all the fake things in one container, or do you want all the fake things in each separate container?
Each separate container, yeah.
No, we can do that.
All right. How about the fries? Each containers as well?
No, that we can't do. That all comes at once.
Why not?
Oh, we'd have to charge Burger like $15 if we were putting one fry in each one.
That's fine. I can do that. Individual right. Fry container. I'm down. Can you cut up the hamburger though?
Can I do what to the hamburger?
Can you cut it up? I have a very small
like
mouth.
Cut it up?
Yeah.
I mean, best we got is like a plastic knife here. It'd be easier for you to do that.
My hands are, I'm a little bit autistic. I can't really do it. Just like a little slice.
I mean, we can give it a shot, but I mean, again, we'd have to charge it just for the amount of time it
takes. Whoa, I didn't say anything. What'd you say? You're going to give me a shot? Is that threatening? What are you trying to threaten me for?
No, sir, that's not at all that was said.
Wait, you made my heartbeat go. You said, give me a shot. What are you trying to do?
I said we would have to charge you for the time that it costs.
Yeah, you said you were shot, though. I'm like, I misheard you or something?
Yeah, you misheard me.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to shoot me with a gun or something like that. Like, you got shot or something.
Nope.
All right. Man, it's been fun, then. I'll let you go. That was pretty cool. All right. I'll come there about tomorrow.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Oh, one more thing. You guys have any deals for 420?
Just our normal menu. I mean, we have things we call deals, but we sell them every day, so they're not really deals, you know?
What about like, can you put like a lot of lettuce? Would that be a good deal? Like, put a whole bunch of lettuce? I mean, like weed?
We got like salads, if that's what you're looking for.
No, I want a whole bunch of lettuce. Would that be crazy?
I guess that depends on whichever manager you get tomorrow, you know?
Well, if I come there right now?
Oh, I've come there right now? We only have romaine at the moment. You're fine with that. But we don't have too much of it. We're waiting for our truck to show up.
Who's romaine?
Romaine lettuce.
Oh, romaine lettuce.
Romaine lettuce, like the thing. Yeah, no, normally we have all kinds of lettuce, but we're waiting for our truck to show up yet, so we're kind of just down to one.
Okay. What kind of trucks do you guys have?
What kind of what?
Trucks you guys have?
No, we don't have trucks here. We just have burgers and fries.
You just say, come on, bro. You got to lie to me. You just say you got trucks, dude. I know about trucks. Was it like a stick shift or? Are you playing with me? Keep on lying.
Okay. Well, you have a nice night.
Well, you have a really good night.
But nod, man.
He's not well, Bert. He's not well, Bert.
Everybody involved. That is weird.
Good job.
He was like, what? He was, good God, dude.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the last call of the night. I have no.
Yeah.
Wendy's, how can I help you?
Hi, I would like to scream.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I help you?
I would like to scream. I had a really good meal, and only way I can express it is with a yell. It's like a good yell.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready?
I'm happy to hear that.
All right. Thank you. That was really good. He didn't like it. Or maybe he loved it.
Oh, you combined things again. Compliment sandwich.
Oh, compliment sandwich.
Oh, like, that one didn't count, Whoopi.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wait, I could do a real here.
I think I know what you do in an undisclosed place now, by the way. I have a new theory.
Uh-oh. We can't discuss this on the air.
Wendy's manager.
Uh-oh, no. No, no, no.
Doctor.
No, no. No, no.
Children's hospital surgeon.
No.
Fireman.
The fireman told me that there's a flood warning where you're at.
We're all good.
Oh, okay. You need anybody to help shore up your defenses down there?
Nope. We're fine here.
I have sandbags. I have sandbags.
Ma'am,
no issue.
Ma'am.
We're all good. I hope you guys have a nice night.
Ma'am. Hello. You.
You have to hang up and do it again because I was fucking with you. I'm sorry. One more. Three strikes and such. Do it, please.
Three strikes doesn't apply to me. I'm the host of the show.
I'll cry.
Okay. But this will be the last one.
Okay. Okay. Shh. Everybody, shh. Tiffany.
You go, Wendy's.
Hello?
Hello?
We what the sandwiches and everything.
What was it?
What the sandwiches and everything. They're really good, is what I'm trying to say.
That's good, thank you.
You guys, like, you doing good down there?
Yep.
Like, okay.
Whoa.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count, unfortunately.
It shouldn't. I wanted to peer pressure you more, and I felt bad. Because it didn't count. Let's see. You've talked about the deals.
Oh, I want to do marijuana.
What happens at the other stores, and it is 420.
I do marijuana with devil worship.
Oh, I wanted to devil worship. That can be anytime.
Come on, come on, come on. Just an ask it straight. They'll hang up immediately. Yes, they should. Something like a no.
Nope. Also doesn't count. You might be the host, but we don't make the rules.
Come on, pick up.
Are you in California?
No. Oh, Cloudmaster, do you want to do any more calls?
Oh, he's back. Missed him.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
My wife made cake. Thank you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ugh. TMI.
I know what that means.
Hello, Wendy.
Can we do, like, a devil worshiping down there?
Excuse me?
In the bathroom, I mean. We want to do some weird stuff in there.
Come on. Oh.
All that waiting.
I mean, for all of the hang-ups, that was my...
Oh, Tiff, you're going all robot.
It's your... A fucking bitch.
I just have to tell them I'm doing it. All right, I'm going to tell them I'm doing it, and if they don't react good, too bad, because we're... This part of the state is pretty cool with devil worshipping. welcome to the show. We're wrapping it up. Still.
Call rejected.
Oh, okay. They cut me off. The phone cut me off. So no more phone calls tonight. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm sorry. The phone cut me off. So I can't do any more phone calls. They said no.
I'm permanently banned.
I have perils of 3 minutes. Why is it so quiet? It's very, very scary.
Am I still a robot?
Oh, you're better.
That's why I was quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hilarious. You pranked yourself.
Just sucks. Well, that's what happens when you reach the 3-hour mark. It just says no, and it cuts you off.
Just no.
Good job.
And it's real.
Just no. Yay!
Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. I'll do a show sometime. you're on a Rogue server. You obviously know about Dragomir's show and Waste of Memory's show, but State of Alaska is doing a show, and Airhead also does a show. And they just go live whenever, so you should listen to them. Thank you.
Take a Boulevard at Rennie's Balloon Shop.
Good night.
Good night. Location.